So Wall Street futures are up. Does that mean the markets are digesting the bill from Chairman of the Senate Banking Commission, Christopher Dodd, and saying this will never pass? Or are they saying this is the best thing we've ever seen? Christopher Dodd, as expected, unveiled a financial regulation bill that he hopes to get by even Republican opposition, Democrats alone, the financial regulation bill. The president suggests it's maybe not tough enough. But what was in the bill, Louise Story, financial reporter for The New York Times?
The bill had a lot of things in it, but perhaps the most surprising were that the Consumer Protection Agency was put inside the Fed as opposed to being a standalone agency, which is what the president wanted. There's also some derivatives regulation. You have to clear some of those tricky financial instruments across an exchange.
Let's talk about that for a second. Mm-hmm. You have said on this program a number of times that there are trillions and trillions of dollars in derivatives that are simply out there in this casino that has no regulation whatsoever. What fraction of those might be reined in to some kind of a corral here?
It's a relatively small amount because it's the ones that are standardized. And you can bet that Wall Street will focus on creating ones that are less standardized, that don't have to be cleared if this goes through. And that's why you're seeing not many jitters about this reform. You know, it has some changes, but they're not huge changes. The worst things that banks feared haven't happened. And then there's a feeling that it might not even pass. What'll be interesting will be to see whether the administration really gets out today and this week and really pushes, if it sticks its neck out, to get this done.
But Louise, you astutely said on this program yesterday that in some sense, because Dodd is retiring, this bill is all about how much of a captive of the industry he's regulated for all these years has he become, does this bill represent, or how much of a populist, I'm going to clean this up, does this bill represent. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, take Louise's sort of remark from yesterday and give me to me from your perspective. Looking at this bill, is Dodd someone who is trying to clean up things, or is he a bit of a captive of the industry he's regulated for so long?
It seems like a little bit of both, John. Good morning. But it's hard to say for sure. Dodd is somebody who's not running again, and Dodd looks like somebody who's trying to get 60 votes, frankly. He's come out with a bill here, that has a lot of reforms in it, like Louise said, but the big one that the press was focused on is where the Consumer Protection Agency was going to be. For a long time, it was supposed to be outside the Fed. In the House bill, it's outside the Fed. The populist way to go is to have it independent and outside the Fed. And when Dodd was asked repeatedly, gee, you know, why is this housed inside the Fed if it's so independent and it's going to be such an independent actor and it's going to be so tough, why does the Fed have control over it? And he just said, because I don't have the votes. I don't have the votes for it. That's the bottom line.
What's the tradition of the Fed regulating anything? I mean, I'd heard months ago, and I think maybe Louise, you said it, that Timothy Geithner, the Treasury Secretary, didn't want this at all. He didn't want this under Treasury. So he was happy to let this go to the Fed. Does the Fed have a track record as a regulator?
I think the Fed has a track record as having sort of oversight over the banks, but one of the feelings, at least among the populists in Congress, is that the Fed's traditional role of oversight, such as it is one of sort of cozy oversight. That especially like the New York Fed chairman, as Chris Dodd said yesterday, was handpicked by the very banks he was supposed to regulate. And that's one thing that they're trying to end.
Well, let me turn up the heat here a little bit. I mean, isn't it that they just tweak interest rates and lend money secretly to banks? Isn't that right, Louise Story?
The Fed has been way more focused on making sure banks are safe and not so focused on making sure consumers are protected.
And there's nothing transparent about the Fed.
No, the Fed has resisted a lot of calls for transparency. They're still not telling us who participated in these huge, massive, hundreds of billion dollar programs that they put out. It adds up to trillions. And even while different congressmen have been calling for transparency reports, we may get some of that eventually, but it has been a big fight to get that info.
So, Todd Zwillick, is this a little bit like having the CIA regulate healthcare?
Maybe Louise.
Don't want to put you on the spot at all. There,
yeah,
Todd.
Right. An incredibly fair question, John Hockenberry. Maybe Louise could speak to that a little bit better than I could. But I get the cut of your question, and there is, I think, a fear of that, especially among the populists in Congress. And the populists are kind of ruling the rhetoric here because everyone's a populist now when it comes to the Fed and it comes to the big banks. They're the only industry in the country that's probably less popular than Congress.
Well, we're reporting this morning that the administration maybe wants this bill to be tougher. Any signs that the White House is going to pick this up and go run with it, maybe make it a little more, give it a few more teeth?
Well, Chris Dodd thinks and Chris Dodd knows that he is a slave to 60 votes. And I know that refrain is infuriating for people who are following the healthcare debate and any other debate. Barney Frank, who's the chairman of the Financial Services Committee over in the House, has a tougher bill. He released a positive and yet sort of tepid statement yesterday. Didn't say Dodd's bill was fantastic. He didn't say it was great. He said it was a basis for negotiations. So before it even gets to the White House, Chris Dodd and the 60 votes in the Senate are going to have to contend with Barney Frank and the populists and the liberals in the House.
And here's the senator talking. Here's the senator talking to you yesterday, right, Todd?
It's time now to make a decision. Yes or no? Are we going to go forward? Are we going to do the things I've outlined here and suggested in this bill? I believe if the will exists, and I believe it does at this juncture, to get to yes, that we can get this bill adopted.
So, Todd, let's talk legacy for just a couple seconds here. If something in this bill does get passed, would it represent a legacy for Christopher Dodd?
It would have to, because of the tectonic nature of the financial collapse that we just faced. I mean, it was nearly a disaster, and people will remember it for a generation. So if Dodd manages to pass significant reform on the order of something as big as Glass-Steagall was that people remember now, it would be gigantic for him.
All right, Louise Story, a finance reporter for The New York Times, and Todd Zwillig, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks so much.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.